So you guys remember me breaking down the MLK shooting, right? The fake hoax assassination of Martin Luther King. Yeah, Martin Luther King, man. 100% stage, right? I'm going to go ahead and go through this picture with you guys really quick. And, yeah. I don't know how many times we break down hoaxes and false flags and, you know, stage events. But, you know, they always get the pool of blood area poured in exactly where they need it. Not really anything in realistic or real life where blood splatter and things like that. Another Boston bombing, Sandy Crooks, or, you know, even Saugus or Parkland high school shooting. They're all the same. You know what I mean? They stage it. Even the Columbine shooting was 100% stage, and I did a breakdown on that video too, and they also took that down on YouTube. I probably uploaded it to BitChu, and 100% stage. MLK was shot in the face by a rifle, a sniper rifle, and I've shot this weapon many times, right? In, you know, you guys got to take note, right? Martin Luther King was shot on the right side of his face, right? Through and through. They said the bullet went in and through his face, right? So there has to be an entrance wound and an exit wound that we need to look for. Remember that. Remember that one video I just showed you guys just recently where that man shot through a piece of meat, and one side, it's a clear hole, and the other side, the exit wound was really, really bad. You know what I mean? That it's going to be ripping through all kinds of things when, on the exit wound. You guys remember that, right? And and I'm going to show you Martin Luther King's face in a little bit, right? So, you know, there's no blood splatter, no nothing, right? Nothing at all. Not on this little cart thingy, not on the white walls, none of this stuff, not on the windows, not on the little fire extinguisher here, not on the wall where these people are standing, right? He was shot with a 30-06, right? So let's go ahead and go over to here. Everything is staged, the whole scene is staged, the cameraman stays right there, gets perfect pictures of Mr. MLK, right? You see that? The blood never soaks into his jacket underneath him. I'm going to show you right now where the cleanup crew was just a janitor, picking it up, you know what I mean? The apartment manager, you know, janitor guy came and just scraped it all up, right? Look at that. No way. He puts it in a can. Look at a little plastic jar or can. He's just, I'm just going to scrape this up. You know what I mean? So let's go ahead and go back. And that's the blood there. See, that's why I told you guys. It never soaked into his jacket the other way. You know, blood should have soaked into his garment. You know what I mean? But that never happens with fake blood. You know what I mean? Like Boston bombing blood. You know what I mean? Like it never drips anywhere. You know what I mean? Like David Bunham, right? Or Jeff Bunham. And you're gonna go here. They're gonna just cover up the scene. Cover up Mr. MLK. But this is this is the weapon right here. A 30-06, folks. This is a really powerful weapon, right? Real powerful, right? So that's what they said that killed MLK, right? And this is Mr. MLK in the casket, right? You tell me, where is the entrance and the exit wound on this man's face, right? Where is it? I definitely don't see one. And if this is the makeup artist or the surgeon that did this back in the days, amazing. You know what I'm saying? And you know me, man. I lived in the hood. My friends been shot. I mean, they've been stabbed, with knives, screwdrivers, and this and that. You should see the wounds that are on these people. It doesn't heal up like Mr. MLK's face. You know what I mean? Being shot with the 30-06, right? Okay, where's Mr. MLK's face? I know it's down here a little bit. So this is here. Another shot of his face, right? Another shot, and then there's a good picture of him down here somewhere. Let me see here. Here, Mr. MLK. Look at this, folks. Where was he shot at? You know what I'm saying? Nowhere to be found at all. There's another one too, I think. Or is that it? I think that was it. I think that was it. But MLK, man. So here, I'm going to show you guys a 30-06 now. This is a 30-06 comparison chart. You guys see this next to the shotgun 12-gauge shotgun shell? This is a 30-06 right here, folks. This one all the way to the second in the line right here. You guys see that? All the way to the 22s right here, right? 40 cal, 45 caliber, 38 special, 357. You all the way up into a 30-06. You know what that bullet would have done to this man's face? You know what I mean? No way. But yeah, they use MLK. I don't really know. You know what I mean? I don't know if MLK was an agent himself or Jesse Jackson, you know, used them. You know what I mean? They used and abused Mr. MLK to divide and conquer. You know what I mean? They wanted to see what blacks were going to rise up against the beast system. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Or just to create the divide and conquer. That's what they wanted to do. Right? Because we know that these men here are 100% sellout agents right here. The Boule Freemasons right here. Yeah, Boule Freemasonry. Black Freemasonry, folks. These men are 100% CIA agents, folks. Yeah. On record. Yeah. So, I don't know if they killed off MLK from the movie, but his death was not 100% legit. Mr. MLK, I don't know, divide and conquer was the key, you know, was the motive or what. But that's what happened, folks. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. God bless you. If I can find the original one, I'll upload it. I'll talk to you guys later. God bless you. Peace out.